This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
Since the early 1980s, the Arts Council for Monterey County has been on a mission to improve the quality of life for everyone in the region through the arts. That includes the council usually providing in-person arts education for school districts across the county. It's now faced with adapting that program for distance learning. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, Sean Flannelly has more.
The Arts Council normally brings in teacher artists who provide arts education alongside the credentialed teacher. Now that interaction will take place over a screen, with the teacher artist attending the class live, as well as providing pre-recorded videos for the students to watch outside of class time. The students will receive an arts kit with basic supplies like construction paper, crayons, scissors, and glue. Jackie Atchison, executive director of the Arts Council, says that while she's confident in the program, it's not the ideal way to be teaching the arts.
We have teachers who, you know, are used to working hand one-on-one with students, and now they're going to be doing it through a screen, and I think that's, you're just not going to have the same connection.
However, teacher artist Kenji Tanner says she's not daunted by the prospect of teaching online. Tanner previously taught through Google Meet when schools shut down in March. She says the tools at her disposal still allow her to keep the students engaged, despite the distance. In fact, she argues the art lessons are a welcome respite from the rest of the kids' classes, and they're often excited to get to do something creative.
Because art is inspiring, and because of that, students are excited to have art no matter where they are. So that's a plus for us.
Tanner says she does recommend students have a dedicated space at home to be in the classroom and avoid distractions. At this time, the Arts Council is offering the visual arts classes that Tanner teaches, as well as dance lessons through their Professional Artist in the Schools program, reaching about 25,000 Monterey County public school students. The dance lessons will lead the kids through a warm-up, then teach them small movements one at a time until they eventually create their own sequence.
Dance will be a little different than visual arts because the dance video actually can go deeper into creating choreography.
That's Programs Director for the Arts Council, Karen Lee Garcia. She says the pre-recorded video aspect of the distance learning program actually might work better for the kids, as they can slow down, pause, and rewind the video to learn the moves. The council hopes to add music and theater classes to the program in the future, as well as provide an expansion to the basic arts kit given to each student. So far, the council is providing arts classes to elementary school students in Salinas and Monterey. The council expects to add more schools as the semester gets started, but some of them are behind in signing on to the program given the pandemic. Lee Garcia says all schools need to recognize the need for arts education, even when classes are online.
Arts education is not supplemental, it's actually a required part of the California curriculum. They need to be sure that art is embedded in the plan for distance learning.
The program will begin in Salinas schools in October. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Sean Flannelly.